الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we're discussing some important issues with regards to guidance to the straight path, and with regards to the clarification of the reality of the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that leads to His pleasure and it leads to His mercy and to His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this straight path has been clarified by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise it has been clarified by those who carried the sunnah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the companions and the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een, clarifying that the straight path is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon in his companions radiyallahu anhum. And we have seen that the author, he mentioned as-sirat al-islam wa qila ar-rasul wa qila al-quran وَالْكُلُّ حَقٌّ, that as-sirat, yani as-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path, it's been mentioned that it is al-Islam, it's been mentioned that it is al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's been mentioned that it is al-Qur'an, and it's been mentioned that it is al-Qur'an. And we have seen some of the details with regards to this from the benefits of that which is mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala. And we had come to the narration of Abu al-Aliyah al-Riyahi rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the great scholars of the tabi'een, from those who benefited directly from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was asked about the interpretation or the explanation of as-sirat al-mustaqim, and he mentioned that it is an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sahibahu min ba'dihi Abu Bakr wa Umar radiyallahu anhuma. This was his interpretation and his understanding of the straight path. The straight path that we are required to request to be upon 17 times in one day as an obligation to request to be upon the straight path. He's telling us that what is intended from that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his two noble companions after him, Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma. And one of the narrators, Asim, who is from the narrators of the hadith rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he is the one asking the question now, he's saying that he heard this narration from Abu al-Aliyah, and he went to al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala to ask him about that. He said rahimahullah sadaqa Abu al-Aliyah wa nasaha, that he said the truth and gave sincere advice, meaning that he has the same understanding. So those who have transmitted the Quran to us after the companions radiyallahu anhum, and those who have transmitted the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us after the companions, meaning from those noble tabi'een, those noble students of the companions radiyallahu anhum jami'an, this was their understanding, that the straight path, it is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions, especially Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma. And we know that their status and their rank, and that was mentioned about the two of them that so often that it will be heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would say, أنا فعلت كذا وكذا أنا وأبو بكر وعمر وأنا ذهبت إلى كذا وكذا أنا وأبو بكر وعمر. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll be heard saying all the time that I did this, I did such and such, me and Abu Bakr and Umar, and I went to this place or that place, me and Abu Bakr and Umar. Meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had great love for the both of them. He had great love for the both of them, and they were very close to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the most knowledgeable of the deen of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his manners and his conduct of the deen of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his worship and his manners and his conduct in the sharia that he was upon. and the Sharia that he was upon. And for this reason we see that whenever Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man ahabbu an-nas ilayka?" Who are the most beloved of the people to you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Aisha." He said, "Aisha radiyallahu anha," that Aisha, she's the most beloved of the people to me. So then he said, min ar-rijal, from the men. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Abuha," her father, meaning Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. And then he continued, he said, thumma man, yani thumma man ya Rasulullah, ba'da dhalika, and then who? Meaning, and then who after that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiyallahu anhu. So they are the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who were closest to him, and those who had the most knowledge of the revelation that was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, no doubt, their way is only the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of these interpretations, they go back to this affair. Those who have made the interpretation that as-sirat al-mustaqim is al-Islam, or those who have made the interpretation that as-sirat al-mustaqim is al-Qur'an, or those who have made the interpretation that as-sirat al-mustaqim is al-Rasul, or those who made it al-Rasul wa sahibahu min ba'dihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his two companions after him. All of this is correct, and all of this is true, just as the author he's mentioning here, wal-kullu haqq, and all of it is true. Because the one who is truly following al-Islam, then he is the one who is truly following the Qur'an. And no one can truly follow the Qur'an except for by following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one will never have any clue of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon except by learning from the companions radiyallahu anhum, and at the head of them Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma. Radiyallahu anhuma. So for this reason, the author, he continues now in his interpretation. He says in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim," the path of those whom the blessings have been bestowed upon them. And this is to clarify. He says now, "Wad-dalilu qawluhu ta'ala," and the evidence for this is the statement of Allah, the Most High, "Wama yuti' Allah wa Rasulah faulaika ma'al ladina." أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. And this is from the most beautiful interpretation, from the most beautiful interpretation of these verses here in Surah Al-Fatiha, specifically these verses here, إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Guide us, meaning, O Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you have bestowed, the path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. So a person is asking for guidance to the straight path, just as has proceeded, and now the clarification is coming of whom this path is ascribed to. And then Allah, he says, "Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim," guide us to the straight path. Which path is that? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. So this is an interpretation of that. This is a clarification of the details of that. What is the straight path that we're asking to be guided to 17 times a day as an obligation in every obligatory prayer? It is the path of those whom have, it's the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon. صراط الذين أنعمت, يا الله, عليهم. An'amta, yani ya Allah, alayhim, the path of those whom you, O Allah, have bestowed your ni'mah, your blessing and your favor upon them. So if a person, he were to ask and seek further detail, who are those? Man humul ladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim? Maybe somebody may ask, and they have a right to ask, and it's very proper to ask. Who are those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon? Who are those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon? And this is something that's very important to know and to realize and to have certainty with regards to. Because everyone will hope for himself and his family and his loved ones that he will be from those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon. Everyone in their right mind, they will hope that they will be from those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. This is something that every right-minded person, every sane and sound-minded person, he would hope for, that he would be from those whom Allah has bestowed his favors and blessings upon, that the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all mankind, the provider and the sustainer of this entire life and universe, the one who has given everything a shape and his form, the one who is powerful and strong and he feeds and he is not fed, the one who is alive and never dies, رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. You would hope, everyone would hope, that he'll be from those whom Allah has bestowed his favors and blessings upon. So in order to truly strive to be upon that path, one must know who they are. And likewise, one must know their traits and characteristics. Must know their traits and characteristics. So now the author, he is interpreting this verse with another verse from the Quran. And this is the strongest interpretation. The strongest interpretation of the Quran is whenever one portion of the Quran will be clarified by another portion of the Quran. It's called Tafsir al-Qur'ani bil-Qur'an. Tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. And after that, in level and in strength of clarification, is Tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah. That the Quran will be explained by the Sunnah, by the prophetic Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is very important likewise. And also after that, Tafsir al-Qur'an bi-sahabi, bi-sahabi, the tafsir of the Quran from one of the companions, radiyallahu anhum jami'an, and tafsir al-Quran bi-ahad al-tabi'een, wa man ba'dahum, and the explanation of the Quran from one of those students of the companions, or those after them, radiyallahu anhum jami'an, and then lastly, would be tafsir al-Quran bil-lugha al-arabiyya, to interpret the Quran by way of the Arabic language, by way of the Arabic language. So there are some verses that have come in general in the Book of Allah and in other places, the detailed clarification of those verses have come. Like this verse here, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those whom you, O Allah, have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. So now someone, he will say to himself, who are they? Who are those whom Allah has bestowed his favors and blessings upon? The author, he's clarifying for us now the interpretation of this and the answer to this question. What dalil qawluhu ta'ala? Then this is the path of those who have received the favors and bounties of Allah. And the evidence of that is the statement of Allah, the Most High, which is in Surah An-Nisa. And Allah, he says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. So this is the first portion of this verse and this evidence, that whomsoever obeys Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed his favors and blessings upon. This is very clear. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. The same verb, exactly. The same verb. So we say, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. Who are they? Allah, he says in this verse, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. That whomsoever obeys Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is these, they are in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed his favors and blessings upon. So therefore, this is not something that is mere claim. Rather, someone, he must claim that nam with his tongue and also produce the actions that will testify to the authenticity of that claim. Because those who are truly because the true blessing of Allah azza wa jal comes from application. The true blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal comes from knowledge that's coupled with application. Comes from knowledge that is coupled with application. And this is the favor and the blessing. As we have seen before, hidayatu at-tawfiqi was-sadad. This is what one is asking for. He's asking for guidance of the heart and success to apply the knowledge in a manner pleasing to Allah. And to love that knowledge and to prefer it, to remain steadfast upon it until one dies. And this is the reality, this is the blessing, this is the ni'mah, this is the favor that Allah has bestowed upon His prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and has bestowed specifically on his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the completion of that revelation and legislation and the perfection of that light and knowledge, and likewise upon those after him who followed him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have this blessing and this favor, the guidance of it, tawfiq wa tasdeed, to have the proper belief and creed that is based upon light and knowledge from the revelation, and they have been given the blessing and the favor of applying that in their life and living by it and abiding by it in public and in private, and day in and day out, and public and in private, inwardly and outwardly, until they die in that manner. Until they die in that manner with great honor and dignity and with great reward and status and rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, it's about obeying Allah azza wa jalla and His Messenger. This is the first portion of this affair. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Whomsoever obeys Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is these, they are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. Even the interpretation, even further details come in the same verse. Further details have come in the same verse. Who are these people whom Allah Azza wa Jal has guided to obey Him and favored them with obedience, favored them with knowledge and the application of that knowledge, and blessed them to obey Him? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further clarifies, من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, from amongst the prophets and the truthful, and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and such great companionship they are. And such great companionship they are. And in such great companionship one will have with the likes of them. So therefore, those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon, they are those who are obeying, those who are obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the head of them, النبيون, the prophets. And from the head of the prophets, النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and after him أولو العزم من الرسل, إبراهيم وعيسى وموسى ونوح عليهم الصلاة والسلام, at the head of the prophets and messengers, at the head of the prophets and messengers, نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى وProphet Muhammad عليهم الصلاة والسلام. They're the head of the prophets and messengers, and the head of them is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wasiddiqun, as-siddiqun, likewise, they are the truthful, those whom truth and the love of truth has sunk deep into their heart, and has deep roots in their heart, and they prefer the truth over their desires and over their whims, and it is apparent from them and known. It is apparent from them and known until this is from their trait. That this is from their trait. Siddiq is on the scale of fi'il, and this is from those siyaq al mubalagha to indicate that this verb is intensified in the right of this person. So somebody who is truthful, he's called sadiq. Somebody that truthfulness has become a firm trait and characteristic from an individual, he's called siddiq. Siddiq, and this is from the highest levels a person he can reach in this life, after the prophets and messengers. After the prophets and messengers, after al-nubuwah wa risala, the highest level is siddiqiyyah. As-siddiqiyyah, to reach this level. So at the head of them is Abu Bakr as-siddiq, radiyallahu anhu, huwa imamu as-siddiqin. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. So here, this is very clear. Likewise, as-shuhada, which as-shuhada, they're the martyrs, those who lost their life and gave their soul. They gave their very soul. Their soul was cheap for what they were hoping for. Their soul was cheap for what they were hoping for from the mercy and the pleasure of Allah. From the mercy and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they lost their life in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the head of them, Umar and Uthman, and likewise Ali radiyallahu anhum. At the head of them, Umar and Uthman and Ali radiyallahu anhum. Kulluhum shuhada. All of them, they are martyrs. All of them, they are martyrs, from the leaders of the martyrs. And likewise, Hamza and other than them from the companions who died in the cause of Allah. Hamza Sayyidu Shuhada. But at the head of them, here in the point to make, after the head of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the head of the Siddiqeen, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, the head of the Shuhada, the head of the martyrs. And that is Umar and Uthman and Ali. رضي الله anhum, radiyallahu anhum. And then wasalihun, as-salihun, they are the rest of the noble companions and those who followed them and their way from the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een. From those whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about them, khayrun nas qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum. The best of mankind is my generation, meaning the companions, radiyallahu anhum, and then those who follow them, meaning the tabi'un, and then those who follow them, meaning the atba' tabi'in. So these are those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. His favors and blessings upon. At the head of them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from those lesser than the prophets and messengers, Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and then Uthman, and then Ali, radiyallahu anhum. So we're asking to be upon their way. We're asking to be upon their way. This was the understanding of Abu al-Adiyah. This is the understanding of Asim. This was the understanding of al-Hasan al-Basri. This is the understanding of those who are upon the correct path and the correct belief and the correct deen. That this is true Islam. This as-sirat al-mustaqim is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. As-sirat al-mustaqim is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And anything that is contrary to that or in opposition to that, it is not from as-sirat al-mustaqim. It is not from as-sirat al-mustaqim. Anything that is in contradiction to that, if a person who is performing an action, if he's performing a deed, if he's performing a statement or an action of worship, claiming that it's a means to draw near to Allah, and we look at his statement or deed, and it's in contradiction to that which the companions were upon, radiyallahu anhum, we will ask him, what you're doing, that action of worship, or that statement or deed, or that supplication, or that celebration, is that what you're doing from a sirat al-mustaqim? Is it from a sirat al-mustaqim? Or is that which the companions were upon from a sirat al-mustaqim? Which one of them is it? Which one of them is it? Because if they're doing something contrary to what the companions were doing, we have to ask them, because something cannot be from the straight path and it's in contradiction. Something cannot be from the straight path and it's in contradiction. So one of them is going to be on the straight path and the other one is not. So if we find that they're doing something, claiming that it's worship, claiming that it's an action of goodness, a means to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jalla, but the companions, they never did it. Even we can go further, even not only the companions, they didn't ever do it likewise, but also the tabi'un after them, they didn't do it. And the atba'a tabi'in, they didn't do it. The first 300 years, the best generation that is praiseworthy and well-known, their virtue in al-Islam, none of them, they did that. Then we ask this individual, is what you're doing now from the sirat al-mustaqim or what they were upon from the sirat al-mustaqim? So if he says that what he is upon is from the sirat al-mustaqim, he is now accusing the companions of not being upon the sirat al-mustaqim. Now he's now as if he's saying that the companions, they're not on a sirat al-mustaqim. The companions, they didn't do that. But you're doing it and you're claiming that it's from the straight path, but they didn't do it. So that means they're not on the straight path. And then if you try to say, they're on the straight path. So now he's telling us that he is upon misguidance and he's following one of those pathways that lead away from the straight path. Because a person, he will either be upon the straight path or he'll be following the pathways, going outside of those doorways that we discussed yesterday. Or likewise, going on those pathways that have a devil at the head of it in the hadith ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that had preceded likewise. We remember this affair. The example in our previous class, the example of the straight path with doorways, with walls on the side, with doorways going through them. And these are the doorways that lead away from the straight path. And the example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he struck whenever he drew a straight line on the ground and said, this is the path of Allah. And then he drew lines on the sides and said, these are the pathways that lead away from the straight path. At the head of each one of them is a devil calling to it. So this is something that's very clear. Likewise, that the straight path is only one. The straight path is not two or three or four. The straight path is only one. The path that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that his companions were upon, radiyallahu anhum, it's only one. So it's not two or three. So a person, he will either be upon their path or he will be in contradiction to their path. So the one who was upon their path, alhamdulillah, he's upon a sirat al-mustaqim. And the one who is in contradiction to their path, then indeed he's on the pathways of falsehood and deviation. Then indeed he's on the pathways of falsehood and deviation. So therefore, if he says, no, what I'm upon is a straight path. What I'm upon is a straight path. But then we say with the companions, they never did that. They never did that whatsoever. They never did that whatsoever. So you're claiming that the companions, they must not be upon the straight path, or they left something from the straight path, or they concealed something from the straight path, and you found out about it later? And you found out about it later? Then if he changed his mind, or if he said, on the other hand, actually the companions, they're upon the straight path. So then we're saying, well, they didn't do what you're doing. So now you have just clarified and confessed that you are upon the ways of deviation. You are upon the ways of deviation. You're upon the ways of deviation. So if he claimed that he is upon the straight path, and the companions, they were not upon that way, then again, he's accusing the companions of being upon pathways of misguidance. And likewise, he's making a claim worse than that. That is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had praised them and said that he's pleased with them while they're on a path other than the straight path. And that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died while he's pleased with his companions and they're not upon the straight path. And they're not upon the straight path. Do you understand this? Now, for example, the birthday party. The clearest example in these days that we're in now, those people who are celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to look at the evils and the falsehood that happens during the party itself. The evils and the falsehood that happens during the party itself. The things that they do from shirk and from innovation and from kufr and from indecency and foulness in that party, the celebration itself. The celebration itself. So we asked them, did the companions do that? We asked them, they say no. It's very well known the companions didn't do that. Nobody did that, not even the four imams. So we say, okay, so you're on a straight path or they're on a straight path? Who's on a straight path? If they say they're on a straight path, then now they're accusing the companions of not being on a straight path. And they're accusing Allah Azza wa Jalla of being pleased with the companions. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَعْيُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَعَارِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. And they're accusing Allah of being pleased with the companions. And He knows what they're in their heart while they were not upon a straight path. And accusing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam of dying while he's pleased with his companions and they're not on a straight path. We understand this. Well, this is falsehood and evil. So then he's nothing to do except to say that no, they're on a straight path. So they're on a straight path and they didn't do that and you're doing it. So that means you're not on a straight path. That means you're on those pathways of deviation. If you try to say that they're both on the straight path, it's not possible. It's not possible for two things that are contrary to each other, to be one. So either one of them is on the straight path, and one of them is not. And either you want to be in accordance with them, or you're going to be in contradiction with them. So those who are in accordance with them, they're upon the straight path. They're upon the straight path, and those who are in contradiction to them, they are not upon the straight path. So therefore, the yardstick, the means of measuring the truth, who is on the straight path and who is not, is to determine who is following the companions, radiallahu anhum. And in this manner, the truth will be clear. In the affairs of the religion, in the affairs of the deen, in the affairs of creed and aqidah first and foremost, in the affairs of methodology and manhaj, likewise as well, first and foremost. In these affairs here, we look to the companions, radiallahu anhum, and how they understood these issues, and how they followed these issues, and that which is in accordance with that is correct, and that which is contrary to that, it is not correct. And likewise, those generations after them from the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een, and also as well, the principles that they move by and that they left for those after them, and in understanding the book and the sunnah, this is the means to identify who is truthfully on the straight path and who has gone astray for this reason we find so many evidences in the book and in the sunnah. This evidence here in the Fatiha is clear. Everybody's clear with this? What is the straight path? Guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom Allah has bestowed us, the path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. Who are they? The verse in Surah An-Nisa clarifies that. Those whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed his favors and blessings upon. Who are they? From the prophets? From the prophets, from the Nabi'een, from the truthful, the Siddiqeen, and from the martyrs, the Shuhada, and from the righteous, the Salihin. And we've seen the head of each one of these is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Al-Khulafa Al-Arba'ah, specifically. And then the rest of the companions after them and those generations. Who has the greatest right to be considered from a Nabi'een? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the greatest right to be considered from a Siddiqeen? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu, who has the greatest right to be considered from the Shuhada? Umar. And then after him, Uthman and Ali. And then who has the greatest right to be considered from a Salihin? As-Sahaba. After them. At-Tabi'in. After them. At-Tabi'in. Why? Because there's evidence for this. This is not mere claims. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clarified. It's clarified. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ خَرَنِي. So therefore, it's clear that those who have the first right to be from the Salihin are the companions. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. But then we say after them, the Tabi'in, their students. And then their students. And after that, it's according to who follows them. It's according to who follows them. But this statement here is not a statement of desires. It's not a statement that's coming from someone's pocket or they're making this up. Like some al-Kis. This is from a Nusus. This is from the Deen. This is from the Quran and from the Sunnah. That evidence that is clear. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي. The best of mankind is my generation. And then those who follow me, and then those who follow me. How many people is that? My generation is who? The companions. And then those who follow? Tabi'un. And then those who follow? Atba' tabi'un. We understand this. And the hadith of Ibn, that's narrated in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud and from the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhumah. Likewise, in Sunan Abi Dawood, from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhumah, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, he said, لَتَسْمَعُونَ وَيُسْمَعُ مِنْكُمْ وَيُسْمَعُ مِنْ مَنْ سَمِعَ مِنْكُمْ. That you are going to hear the knowledge, meaning from me, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it will be heard from you, and it will be heard from those who heard from you. How many generations is this? Three. The same three generations. So therefore, there is great praise from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a number of narrations for these generations. For these generations. If we go to the head of these generations again, that is the companions, radiallahu anhum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us that those who live briefly after his death, they're going to see much differing, much problems, much conflict, much division and separation in the ranks of the believers. And the ranks of the believers. And the hadith, which is collected by Tirmidhi, from the hadith of Al-Irbal ibn Sariyah, radiallahu anhu, that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa'adhana maw'idhatan baligha, that he admonished us a great, detailed admonition. وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ. And a great admonition, baligha. Very eloquent and precise and detailed and very beneficial and very effective, to the hearts, until he says, وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ. The hearts were shaking and trembling out of fear from this admonition. And وَذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ. And the eyes were running with tears from this admonition. And they said, كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِظَةُ مُوَدِّعٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, it's as if this is an admonition of someone who's bidding farewell. And meaning how serious it is. They realize this affair. And the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's giving them a serious admonition and advice and direction and warning them and clarifying for them until the extent they realize that this is something very serious. This is like he's telling us he's giving us the admonishment and the advice of somebody who's bidding farewell, he'll never see them again. So meaning a person who's going to never see somebody again, he's going to give them this most sincere advice, the most detailed advice, the most beneficial advice that he can for those individuals. So they said, كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِظَةُ مُوَدِّعٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَأَوْسِنَا. They said that it's as if you're giving an admonition of the one who is bidding farewell, and the one who will never see him again. So then they said, so therefore admonish, advise us, give us an advice. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أُسِيكُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَلَوْ تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ. He said, I advise you, I order you and advise you to have the taqwa of Allah. You need to believe on Allah and to comply to His commandments, hoping for His reward, and to leave His prohibitions out of fear of His punishment. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, based upon sincere faith. And that you listen to you and you obey. That you listen and you obey those who have authority over you, even if it's a slave. Even if he's a slave. And even if a slave had somehow got authority over you, and he became the ruler, you should listen and obey him. And the most lowly in society, the one who has the least status in society, the one who is the most detestful and looked down upon in the society, if it so happened that he got authority over you, then you must listen to him and obey him. Then you must listen to him and obey him. This is to emphasize the distance one must go in listening and obeying the ruler. Because based upon this is the fitna that occurs and that which we see until today. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he admonished him. He said, أُسِيكُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَإِن تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ حَبَشِي. And some wordings, رَأْسُهُ كَزَبِيبَةٍ. And I advise you and order you, command you to fear Allah and to listen and to obey the ruler, even if a slave. In some wordings, even if an Abyssinian slave. In some wordings, even if an Abyssinian slave with a head like a raisin has authority over you, you must listen and obey him. You must listen and obey him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified the wisdom from that. He says, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِيشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Because indeed, whomsoever from amongst you who lives after me, and who lives after me, he's talking to the companions, radiallahu anhu, whomsoever from amongst you, and from you, O companions, radiallahu anhu, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِيشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيْرَ اخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Then indeed he's going to see much differing. Then indeed he's going to see much differing. He didn't say, سَتَرَى اخْتِلَافًا. You're going to see differing. لَا اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. You're going to find much differing. Much differing. So this is from the prophecy of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he prophesied and he informed that those from his companions, those who live after him briefly, that just briefly after his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be great differing in the ranks of the Muslims, great differing amongst the believers. And this is exactly what had occurred. But the point is not this affair here. The point is that along with that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified the means of safety and security, to the means of safety from that differing, and the way out from those trials and those tribulations. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِثِ. That he said, therefore you must hold fast to my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa after me. Hold fast and bite onto it with your molar teeth. And bite onto it with your molar teeth. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying here that the way out of these trials and these differing, the way out of this confusion and this tribulation, the way out of all of this differing and separation and dissension is to hold fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, it has been reported authentically that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خِلَافَةُ النُّبُوَّةِ 30 سَنَة ثُمَّ يُعْطِ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That the khilafah of prophethood is 30 years. And then after that, Allah, he will give his authority to whom he wills, and he from the slaves. So the first 30 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, precisely, those who had the authority and the khilafah was Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. So here the rightly guided khulafa, the rightly al-khulafa al-rashidun al-mahdiyun that's mentioned in this narration here, they are Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. This is very clear. This is very clear. So the way to be safe from differing and from dissension and from the trials and the fitan is to hold fast to their way. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا. He didn't say, تَمَسَّكُوا بِهِمَا. Hold fast to it. And you must hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of those rightly guided khulafa. And then he referred to those two sunnah as one, because they're the same. He didn't say sallallahu alayhi wasallam tamassaku bihima wa'addu alayhima bin nawajith, hold fast to the both of them and hold on to both of them tightly with your molar teeth. He didn't say it in this manner like this sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, he used the singular form to refer to these two issues, that they're one, they're the same, they're the same. Tamassaku biha wa'addu alayha bin nawajith, hold fast to it. To what? To it. Hold fast to it. To what? The sunnah of the Prophet and the rightly guided khulafa. Would it not suffice to say, hold fast to my sunnah? Would it not suffice to say that? Yes, it would suffice to say. But to if holding fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sufficient, to holding fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sufficient, and the way of the companions was not needed, or was not, it was something that's not considered, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say tamassaku bi sunnati, alaykum bi sunnati. This is sufficient to establish this meaning. But he mentioned along with that was sunnatu khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdi. So this is meaning that this is intended here. This is intended here. In order to understand his sunnah and to hold fast to his sunnah, you have to hold fast to the way of the companions. And those who are not holding fast to the way of the companions, then it's not possible for them to hold fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen that. We have seen that. This is further clarification of this affair. This is further clarification of this affair. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went further to admonish, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And you must be cautious, be aware, stay away from the newly introduced matters in the religion, because every newly introduced matter in the religion is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance. Like this, Allah Azza wa Jalla as well has mentioned in his book, وَمَن يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْرِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَسِيرًا. That whoever opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the guidance has been made clear, and he follows a way other than the way of the believers, then we will leave him to what he has chosen, and we will land him in the hellfire, and worse is that destination. So here, likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that whoever opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the guidance has been made clear, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and he follows a way other than the way of the believers. Who are they? The companions. At the time of this revelation, it was the companions radiallahu anhum. So to emphasize this affair, it's sufficient to say that if what is intended only to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to emphasize that in order to follow the Prophet, you have to follow the companions, particularly Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum and the Khulafa al-Rashidin. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and he follows a way other than the way of the believers. Other than the way of the believers. Well, I hope this point is clear for everyone who is listening, because this is the straight path, the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.